We're gonna jump into this next topic right after this.
Are you one of those people that actually like money, like me, huh? Unfortunately, traditional big wireless carriers like your money too. So if you're tired of spending hundreds on crazy high wireless bills, bogus fees, and free perks that cost you more in the long run, then a premium wireless plan from Mint Mobile for $15 a month might be right up your alley. With the money you save by switching to Mint Mobile, you can go do other things. Like if you want to go get some fast food or buy your girl something, anything. You have money left over now compared to those big wireless companies that are going to take a chunk out of your wallet. So stop overpaying for wireless just because that's how it's always been. Mint exists purely to fix that, all right? Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Bring your phone and number. Activate with eSIM in minutes, all right? And start saving immediately. No long-term contracts, no hassles. So ditch overpriced wireless and get 3 months of premium wireless service from Mint Mobile for $15 a month. I'm telling y'all, I use this, all right? And I love it, and it's saving me so much money, so you should too. If you like your money, Mint Mobile is for you. Shop plans at mintmobile.com/squad, S-Q-U-A-D-D. That's mintmobile.com/squad, S-Q-U-A-D-D. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months. 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Then full price plan option available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
Lulu always been posting pictures, right? But like, yeah. Lulu with the new snatchness, you can't tell her shit.
New Lulu.
Can y'all hear me? We can hear you now. Yeah.
You can hear me?
We can hear you now. Yeah.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear us?
But you can hear me, Tia. Put your thumbs up.
Okay. She just got a compliment too.
Okay. What did I do?
How did I do this?
Okay, man. I don't got headphones.
Shoot.
Why are you trying to take your portrait off, Pat? Leave your portrait back there.
That was from last week.
That's okay.
How did I do this?
This is crazy.
Oh, here it go.
The Lord said, keep it up.
Pat, she can't hear nothing. You got any advice?
What you mean?
There you go.
Oh, okay. Because I know sometimes your thing be acting up too. Okay, we good. You can hear us now, Lou?
You can hear me?
Yeah, yep. We can hear you.
We've been heard you. What up?
Lou, looking good, baby.
You think
so?
Put the glasses up.
Looking
good.
You can see it.
Oh, yeah.
New
Lou.
Come on,
New
Lou.
Got a new face shape and everything.
New Lou.
Listen, New Lou, boy. She been posting them pictures.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay.
Look at the guy.
Let me just do the whole show like this.
Hey. profile. Oh, yeah.
Come on.
The profile of a
swan.
Me and Tia had the greatest lost weight moment when we saw each other at the Laugh Factory.
Hey, listen.
Everybody's fingers were touching on the back. Lose,
I'm going to add another thing.
Man, Courtney, wasn't it?
Everybody's finger touching on the back.
We was like this.
Skin and bones.
The new chapter
made it all the way back to your own shoulders.
Yeah, I was patting my own self on the back. I was like, good to see me. Good to see me.
How much you down, Luke?
I am down 43 pounds.
Ooh. Get it, girl.
Let's go.
Get it.
What's the routine? Share your routine.
Intermittent fasting. I don't eat usually until 1, like so in a little bit. But if I get a little hungry, I have like a protein shake. No sugar, no carbs. Workout. I run a lot. That's what it is. I run a lot. I got a lot of anger and I just run. Like I'm like Flash at this point.
You run your anger out?
Yeah.
So it's like angry stumps.
Yeah, but like you gotta listen to angry music. Yeah. So I'm listening like 50 Cent, like Many Men and shit like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Ain't that fueling the anger?
You run faster.
And longer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And farther.
I'll be listening to either. It's so crazy. I'm either listening to like some hardcore kill everybody type rap, or I'm listening to some super emo type shit.
What's your emo song?
Right now I'm on this one dude who make like these like super emo sad beats and shit like that. His name is Capricorn, like spelled with no vowels in it though. This shit is good. Hold on, wait. I'm gonna let y'all hear a little bit.
You be working out to it?
Yeah.
My emo song is Purple Rain.
We can't hear it to hear because of the
You gonna hear it?
Put it to the mic. Maybe we can hear
it. That's what I'm doing. All right, here we go.
It's playing now?
That sounds sensual.
Still, that sound nasty.
It's like we're hearing like little tiny bites of it.
Oh,
I feel like you'd be working out like this to it with your weight.
That's funny as fuck, but no, that's my hiking song.
None of this seems
he's doing it. Yeah,
not at all. You grind and strive,
right?
Grind and strive.
Your hammer curls,
yeah, like that. Three more pumps and bumps.
Hey, that's funny as fuck, a nigga. In there,
two sets of body rolls,
right? Got the shortest shorts on, dig hard as hell.
Wait, are you the guy in the gym with short shorts on?
They're not short shorts. They're above my knee though. But I always got the ones with the tights under it though. I got the tight ones.
So your tights be showing, and then you had the shorts on top. It'd be having a little inch up higher.
That's me.
Both y'all. Y'all both look like short shorts.
I'm wearing that now.
Yeah, hey, look.
Oh god.
I don't be wearing no drawers with these because the tights be so good. So like,
that's crazy.
Yeah, that's wild.
That's crazy. That's
where I draw the line.
That's crazy.
Y'all be rolling the waistline down too. You know the little waistline roll where you make it hike it up even more. You used to do how we used to do back in the day.
Wait. I remember wearing drawers with the tights under.
I'll be wearing drawers.
Is that counterproductive?
Are your tights like, are they like boxer brief tights? Like, they're like, yeah.
It's like the shorts. Like, and then there's this.
Do y'all shorts have like
your underwear, Pat?
Do y'all shorts have my like underwear. A lining? Like a lining on the inside of your shorts? You have a lining? No.
But that's what the tights are.
With the little pocket? You get the shorts, got the little pocket.
The little cell phone.
Like you have a lining? No?
Yeah, I got it right here.
No, we're talking about in the middle, in your crotch area.
My coochie don't be leaking like that, Lou. What you talking about?
That's not what that's for, but I mean, I guess
it's for his lips.
I'm thinking also,
maybe y'all balls get sweaty and like that, like helps with the perspiration.
That's why I don't wear drawers with it, because the drawers would be too much heat on top of the tights, on top of the shorts. So I just use the tights with the shorts. But my tights are built into my shorts.
But that material doesn't absorb sweat, though, right? Or does it?
Or is it
moisture?
That's
why y'all be musty.
It's a lot of shit being thrown out. I don't want y'all know. I'm not the nigga that be stinking in the gym. You won't catch me stinking in the gym.
You just said drawers would make it too hot down there.
Yeah, that's why I don't wear drawers, nigga.
What does that mean?
I don't want to stink.
But that means if the air gets in, that the air also gets out. And so you're probably wafting. You're probably ball wafting in between Scott's and you.
No, Courtney, I'm not that nigga. After all these years, Courtney, you've traveled with me. You know the cleanliness and the level.
But she don't get to smell that waft because she's not working out with you.
That's true. That's a good point. We have never worked out together. Well, we've hiked, but that's different.
You hike together.
You've always had drawers on around her. That's different.
Not when I'm hiking. We hike, and when we hike, we did 5 miles and 7 miles.
Yeah, but usually I'm in front of Tahir when we're hiking. So.
you're smart choice.
I'm not gonna. The smell. Now if the smell catch up,
She said we not in the same hike bracket.
You can't be downwind.
What the fuck just happened? We were having a good productive conversation about losing weight, and then it just turned on. What the fuck really just happened?
She said you don't hike like me.
Sorry.
That mountain, it smelled like a train station when Tahir left.
You remember the dirty boy on Peanuts? On the Peanuts? Pigpen! He Pigpen! He got the cloud around him?
While he's playing the emo song, burr, 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 burr,
burr, burr, burr, working out like burr. This. Cordy on the side dancing like.
Pat went hiking with us too. That nigga set up a table and was selling incense and crystals.
That's why he was selling incense, because he was like, this shit mountain stink.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. I fully use incense now. Like, it was crazy before, because I'm like, no, I promise. Y'all made fun of me for it, but I actually do it now.
It comes with the hairstyle.
I was getting ready to say that comes with the hair. It was coming.
I like it.
So you say we bullied you into incense?
No, I just found. I think I just naturally was on that track. Anyways,
you were.
We saw
the once you put them shells in your hair, it was sold. Done
to
deal.
Deny for years,
shells like, and incense. It,
Meg, it's the shells and the high bun.
There's only one shell.
Right.
Hey, Lulu, this is getting pat wet right here. This is getting
that's not even
oh,
the
that's
good
just
ones.
The knock chomper. That's you right
that,
there.
That nigga Pat over there sitting in the puddle right now.
Like, those aren't even the good ones. The good ones are wrapped in tinfoil because they were just made.
Oh, that's the flea market.
I feel like that's what they call you. That's what they call you, a slam that poetry. Knock chomper.
Hey, why
your slam poetry name.
I got a question. Why y'all be using y'all car like an extra closet? Why y'all have so much shit in y'all backseat in y'all trunk?
Oh, I know.
You get in the ladies' car, if you got luggage, they be like, put it in the back seat. Like, why is your
I'm
car
guilty.
So fucking full?
I'm guilty. Because sometimes I be going three places in a day. Like, I gotta be able true. To, like, switch it up. Like, you know how long it takes to drive from point A to
bag.
Point B?
All of that can fit us out one bag. Why is
but
your
then,
entire
but then
trunk
you have to,
filled
you
with
have
shit?
To unpack the bag. How many days has your bag been unpacked sitting in front of your doorstep when you come back from travel?
I unpack same
five
day.
Days.
I used to be like that, but I unpack same day now.
You unpack same day?
Ooh,
same
that's
day.
Crazy.
You
that's
a serial
killer behavior.
No,
see,
I try
see?
To. This is why I do. This is why I do it, because I travel so much. If I don't unpack that day when I get home, I will forget to refill my soap, my lotion. Replace
you did all that the same day. Oh
but
my
wait,
God.
You went through the whole soap in one trip. Like, you got
to
refill.
No,
every
but
time.
I refill it to the top. Sometimes the trip is 2 days. Sometimes the trip is a week and a half. So anytime I come home, I just refill it to the top every time.
That's a good practice, but no, thank you. I do that right
that
before.
Said,
I
no,
leave.
Thank you.
No, thank you. I get home, nothing's happening. Okay, that bag gonna stay right there. It will get refilled when I go on the next trip.
Y'all don't at least put everything into the laundry immediately?
Well, like dirty clothes, but that's it.
Yeah, the dirty, yeah.
But
dirty
my dirty clothes are
bag.
Already together.
Yeah,
in
a
bag.
Yeah, you just take the laundry dirty. Bag and put it in the wash.
That's
and
it.
Then sometimes I might just keep those same clean clothes.
I used to have a laundry bag, but the Marriott's always got the little bag anyway, so I just snatched that shit down.
Me too.
I went on a trip 2 weeks ago. My suitcase still outside, right in front of the door.
Wait, what do y'all?
I got three suitcases in my closet open. They just
it's open and on in the middle of the hallway. You think I'm playing? That shit open in the middle of the hallway.
I gotta do that shit the day of. I don't like looking at it either. The shit is an eyesore when it's not where it's supposed to be, and my luggage gets stacked high. On top
Girl,
of
I'm
us,
just living like
chest
this.
Drawer,
like,
so.
Yeah.
And when you need something, you go in there and grab it because it's open.
You got to have a go bag ready.
Fuck that. I need that space. I don't like nothing on my floor that ain't supposed to be on my floor. So I can't do it, man. Anyway, this is about as good a spot as any for us to jump into the first topic. But before we do, we want to give a special shout out to our special guest, Courtney Haynes, is in the building. And then, of course, we got the great new Luke Gonzalez back in the building. Shout out to the OG squad. We got Meg, Scoop, Patrick, Cloud. I'm to hear more. We're going to be jumping to this first topic.
You and I right after that.
Y'all don't know how excited I am to catch some of my favorite artists live this fall. I'm excited about that, but also getting these tickets have been frustrating and difficult. A lot of these places, man, you got to go through a bunch of screens, a bunch of logins, just the price jumping at checkout. I cannot stand it at all. All I want to do is be there in the moment, lose my voice to my favorite artist with the crowd, with other fans. The Game Time app gives the advantage back to fans. It's a hack for unlocking amazing tickets and experiences in a few taps. It's super easy to use too, and the Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets on time and at the best prices. Plus, fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Look, this is how easy it is. I want to go see Bruno Mars, all right? I clicked his name, found the date he's in my city, and they give you options like the cheapest seat deals and other deals. Now, you know your boy had to take advantage of that cheapest ticket for $275, all right? Clicked on that, and like I said, the fees are already included. There were no surprises, all right? They also have exclusive discounts like the zone deals. Choose a section, Game Time selects a seat, you save. Also easy to find and buy concert tickets and tickets for every kind of event in your area, all right? Not just concerts, I'm talking about games, everything like that. And the best of all, to me personally, lowest price guaranteed. Event cancellation protection, job loss protection. Get panoramic view from your seats in the app before you even buy the seats. The lowest price guaranteed or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticket industry. Take the guesswork out of buying concert tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code SQUAD for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code SQUAD, SQUADD, for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today.
Ooh, this is a good one right here. One artist has to go. And all of their work, music catalogs, anything they've been in, books, whatever.
Soulja Boy.
50 Cent.
Oh.
Ooh.
Versus Mary J. Blige.
Ooh.
Is it really that hard?
I don't think it's the same thing, but I said it's not hard.
For me, yes.
Me neither. Yeah. It ain't hard for me.
It's very easy.
I just told y'all listen to 50 Cent earlier. I'm a New York girl. I love 50 Cent, and I'm a New York girl, and I love Mary J. Blige. But
people forget how good 50 Cent is, though.
Exactly. And then it's not just the music, right? It's all the projects. So we lose all the powers.
Uh-huh. All the spin-offs. Oh, I don't know why I assumed you were like
the Diddy documentary. I mean,
on Mary J. Blige, right?
All the slander, all the trolling,
lose all of that,
all the future.
Wait, what was Mary in? Mary's in, was in one of those shows, wasn't
she?
She
was in Tariq.
She was in Power. Wait, oh,
AKA Power Ghost, but she was in Tariq. That's what the streets call it.
Wasn't she in another show like it was a star or something like that?
Was like she's the same person in all of them. I thought I'd be forgetting which one it is. It's the same.
Oh, wait.
We would lose that Mary J. Blige McDonald's commercial.
I was just finna say. I was like, so you niggas willing to give up crispy
that lettuce, that chicken.
That not happening would have probably like changed our trajectory as Black people. We would probably have Wakanda. We would probably have our own shit if that commercial didn't happen. We would be saving Black people by erasing Mary J. Blige's commercial.
That is that chicken, that cheese. Like, what?
She got bluesy on cheese.
I don't get rid of that.
Hey, man, y'all ain't gonna sit up here and act like Mary J. Blige and get us to the late 90s, early 2000s, bro. Like,
That was the most important era for Mary J. Outside of that,
she didn't have a get rich or die trying.
No, she didn't.
And also, you gotta remember what about the future documentaries we might be losing? All the already know he's gonna do a Jay-Z one.
He's doing a Jay.
He can't wait for more scandal. He is ready.
Yep.
What? You say a Jay-Z one?
He gonna do Jay-Z next. You're here already trolling Jay-Z.
Yo, what? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Why does every rapper get to a certain point and they hate Jay-Z, though?
Because he's part of the group. Mm-hmm. He's part of the group.
Part of what group?
But, you know, like the group.
He was in the files.
Yes.
Did you miss that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where have you been, dear?
No. Okay, hear me out. Because I saw that story, and then when I looked into it, it said the person that mentioned Diddy but Jay-Z and Pusha T and somebody else, that was not from the files. That was from a phone call from an anonymous tip that somebody just called in. That was not in the files. If you read the whole story, that's what that.
But there was also an email. that mention him and how like he basically keeping the black people. What do they say? Something about he's keeping the people off the street, meaning like he's keeping them from protesting because he's distracting them.
We gotta wait for
Yeah,
the
I didn't.
doc.
I
We'll
can't
wait for
vouch
the
for that. I
doc.
didn't see that right there. Meg
Nobody.
is
Yeah,
turning
all I
into
know is
the
this. Is
Meg
that
is
one
turning into
lady,
Angel McGuire.
the whatever she is that worked for Trump? She said they waiting to release the files because there's a hundreds and thousands of child pornography pictures
Well,
and videos, and so they have to go through every single one of those because they're actual
hurry
children. And if my name was anywhere close to that, I would hope nobody would ever talk to me again because that is disgusting.
You know
And
what's
his name
distracting
is
these
circling
people?
around. Why your name circling around these people that do this stuff? That's all
But
I
you
gotta
know
say.
why? You know why? You know what's distracting people? That chicken, that lettuce, that cheese. That's what's distracting people. That is a you singing a song about chicken on top of a table in a well-lit McDonald's?
Y'all gotta get off Mary neck, man. Y'all gotta act like stop acting like y'all ain't have no bops from Mary, bro. The dance.
But you said everything. You
He has
said
some great songs though.
everything, right? That means, I mean, Mary hasn't produced any TV shows that I know about. But
11 has a
years
video game. Ain't no
background
Mary J.
noise,
Blige video game.
and you will
no.
see me at the drop of a
What
like
have
that's
you done for me lately, Mary?
Hey man,
What have you done for me
she got a boot
lately?
line. She got a boot
No,
line.
she
She got a boot
do.
line. She got a book.
She got a boot line.
Yeah, her
How
boot.
she got a boot line and it's not like I didn't know
Can
about
she
that.
be
You seen
in
them
the
boot? You see
boots?
what she be doing on stage with the
But I've
boots?
never seen any commercial,
Promo?
no marketing, like nothing.
Oh no, because it's made by a construction company,
What
which
you
is a
about to
kick
say,
deal money.
Courtney? Because you say,
Listen,
Courtney.
they're not good boots. They not boots you wear out to be productive in.
Then where do
They're boots
you
that you wear
wear
on
them?
a
Performance
stage, and
boots.
that's
Yeah,
it.
they're for
That's
majorettes.
it.
They're for majorettes.
Majorettes,
For your birthday, your
strippers,
birthday shoes.
people with layaway Kmart stuff that they lost when they closed. That's where the boots go.
Would you wear it
Love
at a
Mary.
show? Would you wear it for a show?
No.
Oh.
Not one of your shows. It's for a
That's what I'm saying.
stage.
Like, we got a show. We got a show this Saturday. We going out. You doing 25 minutes. You featuring.
What kind of stage though? It can't be. Is it one of them stages that rise
It's a
up the thing?
theater.
To hear
It's
got
a
a stage that rise
theater.
up.
We doing a
Theater.
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 Was a big
Yeah.
stage.
You
You
win.
could do
Those are
this one.
stage boots.
You 2,500 people there.
Patent leather, snakeskin, what kind? What, like,
Either any of those, any design.
Let me see. Let me see if I can find Mary J. Boots because y'all sitting up here hating on her.
I
Yeah, we
didn't know
need a
she had
picture.
boots. I'd wear them if they gonna
Boots.
make me dance like that on stage.
No. Now the boots are so big at the top where they can actually you can put two cell phones in it, a wallet,
Was she
like.
like that big
Oh, well, then I ain't gotta carry no purse.
She got that. She like that space in the boots area type vibe.
Exactly,
I
exactly.
need
It's one
that.
of
My
those.
thighs are thick, so I
That's why you
really
store all
need
the
them
chicken
boots.
lettuce wraps, you know? You got
That is true.
It's called Giuseppe Zanotti, the Mary Boot, or
Oh,
something like that.
Giuseppe's are a good
But they're
brand.
Giuseppe's. They're not
No,
like a
no,
Mary
no.
J.
It's
Blige.
introducing Giuseppe for Mary J. Blige.
Oh, the Mary boot. It's the white. It's you can't.
Listen,
There
I
you go.
want. I even want.
Look
Here's a. Oh,
cute.
those are
These
cute
aren't
though.
bad. These aren't bad. These aren't bad. I'm
Fuck
hating. I
them
was hating.
boots.
Here's the
G-Unit
thing.
sneakers.
Yeah, G-Unit tank tops.
G-Unit sneakers. Oh
Pat
my
cannot fill
God,
out a
sneakers.
G-Unit tank top.
Never could.
It was the
Never
loosest.
could.
How a G-Unit tank top loose on you?
That shit looked like a gown when I put
And we
it
lose.
You
I'm a
did
computer. I'm a computer tech.
it.
I
Ooh.
work on computers.
What about the G-Unit album? Come on.
These
Ooh,
are
those
some
are
boots, I think.
cute. Those is fire. I don't
See, those
know.
are birthday
No.
boots. That's what you wear on your
No.
birthday.
I'm
This
wearing that in my special.
CPO.
No.
Nah.
Lulu.
Yeah.
You no, you can't. You listen, you lost too much weight for those. Those boots will swallow you up. You the two Lulus in the boot.
That's
No.
the name of my
Cute
special.
no.
Two
No.
Lulus in
Two Lulus in the boot.
the boot. Them enchanted ass boots probably start talking to you, telling you to do evil shit.
Just get the pizza, Lou. You'll be all right. Just get the pizza. It's a dollar slice, Lou.
Come on. That's a fire short film. It's just like these evil ass boots making you go back to being fat. It's crazy.
Evil boots.
Damn. Every time I walk into 7-Eleven, pick a lottery ticket up, I see them hot dogs looking at me like, hey, big head. It's been a while since I've seen you in here.
I be wondering how you doing on your hot dog journey, man.
Man, listen, I don't even fuck with it no more. I love hot dogs, bro, but it's just such a slippery slope. One hot dog, two hot dogs.
When's the last 30. Time you had one, man? When's the last time? Be real.
I had a glizzy this year. I ain't had a glizzy probably since like, maybe July of last year.
You about to get a chip.
Oh, so you a social glizzy. Not a chip.
It's been 365 days since my last dog.
His chip is just a Heinz bottle. It's like
no, it's a cap. It's just a cap. It's just the cap Heinz.
It's the top of the ketchup.
Yeah, it's just the top of the ketchup.
It's just a ketchup packet with the number on it.
Yo.
It says Heinz 1 year clean.
Yeah. When you get up there, when you hit 5 years, you get a relish packet. Yo.
Hey. I be telling people y'all my friends. I be lying, huh?
So you're like a social glizzy eater now. Like you just do it for like holidays and like summertime.
He tuna dogs now. Listen,
man, I know me. You know what I mean? Like I know me. Like if it's a barbecue or something like that, I just get some ribs or some chicken because it's a slippery slope and nobody.
Wait, how you go from like hot dog? Like I'll just take ribs and chicken. You know that's like
right. because I'm not gonna have the bread with it. It'd be the buns. Like I'll fuck it up.
So for you, it's the bun.
Because the carbs, man. I still be ducking the carbs like that.
But what have you ever experienced a glizzy naked with no buns, just all shack?
Maybe you chop them like this and just chop them into little finger size finger bites.
I thought
and
you meant just you add were your condiments on top
and put a toothpick in it so you feel fancy.
Just like you was doing with them Vienna sausages, do it with the
you niggas is wild talking about eating nude glizzies. I'm not eating a nude glizzy. That is I'm good.
It's too far.
The funniest part is if I eat a hot dog, that's how I eat. I do not eat it with a bun. I've never eaten it with a bun.
I believe that. No razzle dazzle.
No razzle dazzle, Meg.
It's actually wrapped in seaweed.
No, it's just like how little kids don't be eating a bun. That's how I be eating it. Yeah, I mean like
fuck, you got the fucking palate of a 7-year-old.
That's crazy. Nude hot dog.
I think that's
nuts.
Efficient. That's efficient, man. Eat what your kids eat. Save them.
And I'm not eating the bun either. I'm not wasting money on bread.
I didn't even do that as a kid. I was a fun kid that wanted ketchup and colors.
That's what I'm saying. I do use ketchup, but it's just ketchup and then a hot dog with no bun.
I love the mustard that's as crazy. A kid. I used to.
You know, I was just say, Lou. I think I prefer at this age now. I prefer mustard over ketchup when it comes to
same.
Hot dogs.
Yeah,
I've always
sure.
been like that as a kid. I used to like the spiciness of the mustard. Like I used to feel like I was a
that
grown
mustard up. Mustard relish combo.
Yeah, when I started adding relish to my life, I was like, "Oh, I'm a grown up."
I can't really do relish.
I'm a grown up. This is way too sophisticated for me.
I like
that's
relish.
What I was like.
I don't
relish
I don't like,
is
I don't
like
sweet relish. Dang. I can't fuck with sweet relish.
Anymore. Oh, me neither.
I like deal relish.
I can do any relish.
I gotta just cut up my own pickles and make my own.
What do you put anything in your mouth? You a wild nigga.
Listen, hey, I mean, the more you expand your palate, you open up yourself to new world, baby. Come on now.
Hey, listen, hey, I'm gonna tell you a true story, right? Like, so I was hosting Chocolate Sundays last night. Courtney comes up with the homie Paige. They get there about halfway through the first show, right? They come in and Courtney's like, "Hey, friend, how are you?" I said, "Are you fucked up right now?" She was like, "No." No, mind you, she got a family size bottle of Downy scent speeds, right? She mm-hmm. just walks in.
Unstoppables.
What? Of what?
Unstoppable.
The Downy. I had to make a household goods stop on my way to the Laugh Factory. Now, a lot of people would call that efficient.
Why were you still holding it in the Laugh Factory?
Meg, I asked because niggas steal. Why did you leave it in the car?
Niggas
why
steal.
Did you leave it
I
in the car?
I didn't drive. I walked to here. I walked all the way.
No, Courtney, you have a habit of just... I was at the club last week, and Courtney pulled out a taco from her pocket.
What?
Yeah, are you the new to here, Courtney?
So bad, she, yo.
I was like, to here behavior. I was like, what up, Courtney? She's like, hey, girl, hey, where you get the taco from?
Oh, it was loose?
In my pocket.
It wasn't in a wrapping.
It was in foil. It was in foil. Like you like your incense pack. I had the incense packaging on the taco. And I was eating it, and I had a fork rolled up into two. So I just had, listen, y'all be.
Where did you get this from?
Why'd you have a fork?
I went to Veggie Grill because it'd be messy sometimes, man.
You eat with a fork?
Lou, she walked.
Sometimes with the.
They walked from Veggie Grill, Sunset, and basically Vine to the Laugh Factory. She was like, oh, it should just be like 10 minutes.
Oh, y'all was lit.
It's a 10-minute drive.
This is what happens when you mix. This is what happens when you mix Don Julio in a hybrid. Okay, you be feeling really ambitious.
What was the hybrid? Crack?
Indica, and sativa. Weed. But now that I think about it, crack might have been in it.
Girl, you know that's like a 25-minute walk at least.
How long did it take?
What time did it take? 45. It was 45 minutes. So. Damn. See why now I had walked out on my errand time, so I had to walk into the Laugh Factory with my laundry smell nice though.
I know because you was out. You probably would smell like outside if you didn't keep squeezing it on you. You know how like you
did
the scent come out the top.
That's what I was doing. I was like,
wow. Downey's allowed. That's allowed.
I walked through like two homeless encampments, so I had to.
On Sunday.
Oh, so you was using that like?
Mm-hmm, yeah,
to guide
I was in the trenches.
Out of the smell.
I was in the trenches, yeah.
Meanwhile, they was like, hey, come join us because you out here smelling like outside.
I know.
If Pat was there, he could have just lit an incense, use it as a torch, and just like...
just bottom everybody away. Just guided you through.
Oh, am I in it?
Pardon.
I wasn't in that story.
Hey, let's put it to a vote, man. We going keep 50 or keep married?
Keep 50.
All right, man.
Here come all the Mary J. Blige fans.
Now we gotta say 50 because he'll find this and then personally insult every one of us. So
absolutely
100%.
He's like, I just bought Squadcast. Like, how'd you even do that?
You're gonna have Tony Ayo and Uncle Murdo on Squadcast next week.
A man.
And then Lloyd Banks is now doing the intros.
That'd be kind of cool.
Right after this.
Look, fellas, you already know what time it is, all right? It's time to level up, and Blue Chew just dropped something crazy. I'm talking like mind-blowing. I'm talking next level championship belt, gold-plated energy. Blue Chew Gold is the newest innovation from the number one chewable ED brand, all right? This ain't your grandpa's little blue pill either. This is the 4-in-1 beast that's setting the gold standard for performance. We're talking two ingredients for blood flow to keep the rocket pumping, mixed with apomorphine and oxytocin to turn up the arousal and connection in your brain and body. Blue Chew Gold dissolves under your tongue and works in as little as 15 minutes. That's fast, all right? That means you can get it on quicker and stay in the game longer. Elevation without hesitation. This is peak passion and peak performance in a single tablet. So next time she sends you a you up text, you know what to do. Answer with a picture of Blue Chew. And ladies, if you're listening to this, all right, send your man the link and make him a trophy husband with Blue Chew Gold. Make life easier by getting harder and discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we got a special deal for our listeners, all right? Get 10% off your first month of Blue Chew Gold with the code SQUAD, all right? That's promo code SQUAD, SQUADD. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Second topic of the day. Would you rather talk like Darth Vader versus Mike Tyson?
Oh, Jesus.
Luke, Darth Vader. I am your father, or hey guys, What's going on?
I'm so scared.
What's
I'm so going scared, on, guys? Bridget? I'm so scared. I'm so scared. It's the monster. It's the monster. It's the monster.
Like, what gives you respiratory issues? Like Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Like that's
you ain't never rapping along with the verse ever again if you go Darth Vader. That rapping shit is over. You can't.
No, it is. You just chopped and screwed now.
See, also, you got to think or as Curtis a woman, Love. Though, Courtney, like, I don't want to talk to men sounding like Darth Vader. You know,
or Mike Tyson.
That might, or that might be a little bit sexy, though.
I would take Mike over that.
Okay, let me hear it sound cute, Lou. Make it sound cute.
How you doing? How you doing?
Oh my God! Imagine sex with that.
I was. Oh my God. It's like about the cub. Oh my God.
Oh my, that's a nightmare.
I just wondered if you want to give me some head. It's okay if you don't. You just want to give me some head.
Living
it's
nightmare. Okay.
What?
Someone's just living this, by the way. Someone's living this nightmare. I'm about to squirt.
Oh my God, it's crazy. Oh my God, it's crazy. So crazy.
Squirt all over the place.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know, man. But the dude Darth? Nah, man.
Darth Vader can happen. Darth Vader can definitely.
Let me hear. Okay, Courtney, now you do sexy with Darth Vader. What does it sound like?
Hey, I'm on my way over. Would you like for me to ride you all night long?
Nigga, have you seen the movie?
I don't know. That's my Darth Vader. I'm not at Star Wars. That's as much as, that's all I've got for like that. He just breathes heavy through the mask, right?
That was the homeless nigga from one of them encampments.
You sound like Scream. You sound like Ghostface. Like
that's Darth Vader cousin.
No.
That's Darth Vader cousin.
More James Earl Jones-ish.
More James Earl Jones, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And more raspy, yeah. Like breathy.
Like your sleep apnea. Yeah, keep going.
Go
like
ahead,
to hear at night? Like to hear at night?
He don't have no sleep apnea no more. He's skinny up.
He doesn't?
He still like to wear the mask, though, so you feel like he's a fighter pilot.
No, it went away.
Is that how it works?
When I lost the weight. I haven't used my CPAP since...
Two weeks ago.
Oh,
that's how it works.
Weight is not the only contributing factor, it's not the only thing that can be a contributing factor.
It's a big
but
one.
I guess with mine it was.
So there was fat blocking your airways.
Yeah, there was fat around the lungs.
That's what you just said.
Was so heavy that when he laid down, it applied pressure. The fat on the neck applied the pressure to his throat and then that on the lungs and then the sinuses.
But I didn't know you.
It was right before I stopped eating hot dogs, so it might have had something to do with it too.
that was airway was fat.
You had soda. You had hot dog induced sleep apnea.
Hot dog induced sleep apnea.
It was layers. So you had the lungs, then you had the fat like on the outside, and then it was a whole line of sausages.
And then you had a whole layer of hot dog buns. Just like
for real though, that means your tongue got skinnier because usually snoring is because your tongue is like fat and it's like rolled back. So that means your tongue got skinnier. Wow.
How has he been hosting wise? Has his like his
tongue weight
still the same?
Like 5% better.
That's also, like he still messes up a lot when.
Yeah,
he...
I think it's so. Now I'm thinking it's neurological. It ain't really.
Yeah, he just that's definitely neurological. That's definitely neurological.
Dumb.
Yeah. Just dumb. Mm-hmm. And Meg is such an asshole, boy. We was on one episode, and Donnie from Detroit was like, "Yo, man, you should check out my mixtape." Meg was like, "That's okay. No, thank you. I'm okay."
That was nice. I said, no, thank you.
Why would he ask her to check out his mixtape live on TV? Like,
right. You know what I'm saying? Don't ask somebody that.
That's crazy.
I can't lie. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie.
Did anybody listen to it?
No, thank you.
At least
she's going to get on me for being honest.
That's how she said it, right? Like, with that tone and everything, and everybody's listening. She was like, no, thank you.
That's
honesty is good. No, Meg, stay true. Honesty is good because there's
too much. Why did he only ask Meg?
And they over here acting like they was gonna listen to it. No, they wasn't. Not one of them was his mistake.
But Meg, why did he only ask you?
What happened was Meg put up a picture
Oh
of
my
E40
God.
on her background, and she
Because
said Donnie got.
he looked like E40 that day.
Nigga, I would have been dying.
Hey, I miss
That was
y'all.
good one,
Okay, I
Meg.
miss
No, that was a
y'all. I
good one,
need
Meg. No,
to.
for real, for real. But yo, you should check out my mixtape. Meg was like, no, thank you.
Ooh.
I would have logged off.
Yeah, he should have just been like. But it's not because I didn't think he was good or anything. I just don't listen to that kind
That's
of
exactly
music.
what it was, Meg.
What
That's
kind,
exactly
she's
what it
not,
was.
but what kind of music was it? It was just rap. I don't listen to
Wait,
that no more.
I
Unless
ain't gonna
it's Jesus rap, I don't listen to it. So I didn't want to be mean.
It
You
could
just
have
kept
been a
50
little
Cent.
Lecrae.
You just kept
You didn't
50
know.
Cents,
It
and you ain't
wasn't.
keep them for the shows.
Yeah.
It could have been
So you
Christian. You
still
don't know
listen to
that.
rap. You just
It
didn't want to
wasn't.
listen to
It
Donnie's rap.
wasn't. It wasn't.
You didn't want to hear niggas screaming, what up, though, in the microphone 35 times.
No, no. No, thank you is
No, but
low,
y'all should
low.
check Donnie's mixtape out if y'all out there you like rap.
No, and they gonna put in the comments. No, thank you.
No, thank you is
No,
crazy.
look, he's probably very talented. I just don't listen to that music. And now y'all, now I don't
Drink
want
my whole
nobody else not listening to
come
music.
on, babe.
Would you rather somebody tell you no, thank you, or no, I'm good? Like,
I would rather nope. I would rather nope.
that sounds meaner to me. Nope. Nope
It's
is crazy.
straight,
Lie to
straightforward.
me. Give me a bad lie. I would rather a nigga
No,
tell
thank
me,
you is
yeah, are we
hilarious.
talking? You tell me
But
you
that's
said.
my personality. It fits. It wouldn't fit you.
No, thank you is very dismissive, though.
Or maybe
It's
just a nice not
kind.
today.
How do
Just
you
say a night
say
today.
not today
That's
is
a
horrible.
lie because it was not going to
Not
be any day,
today.
Courtney. It was going to be none of
Not
the days.
today? What are you, a
Definitely not
cartoon character?
today.
Not
Not today.
today.
That's
No, not
mean.
today. Not
Not
today.
I just
today
said no,
is.
thank you. That was it.
Not today is dumb.
It was so funny, dog.
I feel like not
It was
today
so.
is a soft landing. Like not today.
What made it
Not
funnier,
today.
Lou, was that everybody was quiet after we had a good laugh about the E40 thing and how
How?
he, because we had laughed and then it's coming
Because
to an
they didn't
end.
want to listen to it either. That's why.
No,
And Donnie
thank
was
you
like,
is
nah, for real though, Meg, you should
hilarious.
check out my mixtape, Silence, man. No, thank you.
That is
So
funny.
she sang it too. She sang
Like,
it.
no,
She was
thank
like,
you.
no, thank you.
No, thank you.
It's
Not from
like,
vibrato.
I'm okay. No, no.
Yeah, when you
What
go
would y'all have
higher,
said
first of
that would be
all,
nice
Pat?
if everything I'm hearing is mean.
That first, that's the worst.
Yeah, that is worse. No, thank
And when
you.
you yeah, when you suck into the
Because it's like
ooh.
physical
You
pain, like, no, I don't want that.
It felt like rejection from a white woman too, because Meg was smiling when she said no, thank you.
I'm
Like,
trying to be nice. You
nah,
tilt your
babe,
head too to
the
hear?
smile was very condescending.
That's what,
No,
no, but
thank
that's what
you.
I do when people be trying to pass me a mixtape at Walmart and I just, I
Wait,
go
so
past them
people
like, no,
always
thank
try to
you.
hand you mixtapes is what you
You
Yeah.
always, this isn't your first no thank you offense.
It's not
Meg
my
has
first.
mixtape face. Meg has mixtape face.
Why?
You look like you're gonna give it a good
Mixtape
listen. Your cheeks are rosy. You look like, hey, this is an easy sale. I know she wants
She's
to hear about the hard times and crime.
you
Like,
got a
take
mixtape
Meg.
face.
That must be
You
it, because everywhere I go,
did.
somebody got me. I'd be like, who's listening to them like this now? Why are you still peddling CDs in this
I
day and
don't know
age?
who I don't who car got a CD player in it.
Who has
Don't
a burner? Who
know.
has a burner?
I don't,
Well, even
even in
how
my
did you
old
get
school, it doesn't
these?
have a CD player. It
Oh,
literally just
man.
has a radio that connects to wireless shit for streaming. Like it has no CD players anymore.
Hey, have you
Vet.
ever asked a second question?
What question?
Yeah. I gave the
Who's
same
that?
exact
Darth
topic.
Vader or
Oh,
yeah. Come on, Mike. Shit. Come on, Mike. Come on, Mike.
Hey, go ahead and get something to eat. You tired? Go and get something to eat. It's been too long. Go get you a stalk of celery or something. You literally just blacked out. You don't ever ask the question.
Yeah, when she lifted up her suitcase, that took all her energy back. When she left to go get the
Oh
suitcase and come back.
shit, is this the new thing? Lulu's skinny and weak.
She tried to put
Let's
on a pair of
go.
Tims and fell forward. She couldn't even lift the motherfucking bricks.
No, that took everything out of me. I am done for the day. Like, I was my workout, upper body done. Like,
Oh man, that poor baby.
I'm gonna take a
Oh my
nap
God.
after this.
Cav, shit nice happened to you on this show.
Look, you're gonna have it two ways. You're gonna be fat and strong or skinny and weak.
We never told fat and strong jokes, though.
People roast you for
No,
anything,
y'all told
dog.
a lot of strong jokes. A lot of
Only
strong jokes. Now you can
negative.
be the damsel in distress. Look, I can't wait. I can't wait. You went to hear both damsels in distress. I knew what's coming. I was waiting. He been waiting his whole life to be a damsel in distress. Look at him.
Oh
Just get out of
wow.
here.
Look
Just
at
get out of
him.
here. Don't nobody want to save that distress.
That's why he don't wear underwear to the gym.
Right.
Because he's just waiting
I'm
on the
trying to get
distress
chose.
part.
He trying to get
He's trying
chose.
to get chose. He's trying
Yeah.
to show
And
the
guess
print.
what, Tahir? No, thank you.
Can somebody help me with my 15s? They're just so.
While he do his body curl, they're like, no, thank you.
That's how I get the big ladies at the gym, though. I'll be in there with the waist. Spicy chicken.
Oh, that is that cheese.
They're like chicken.
Take an old Popeyes wrapper, just rub it on my neck before I go in
Wow.
the gym. I'm surprised at this point there's not like a chicken perfume. Like it smell like your favorite chicken scents. Like
Sure there is.
like
I'm
a
sure there is.
Chick-fil-A
Like you can
breading.
smell like Chick-fil-A or KFC or
Kev does
Popeye.
that.
Wait,
Kev does that.
isn't there to hear?
Kev, yeah, Kev has it. Kev puts a Chick-fil-A sauce behind his ears before we go on stage.
Oh, that's what that is.
Wait,
so
Yep, there's
you
chicken
trying
and
to say his
waffles
travel
perfume
bag is
oil.
just condiments?
You do this with love on the guns like this.
Who you trying to attract with chicken and waffles perfume?
You can get Black
Bites.
Hen pheromone perfume.
What?
What? You can smell
Black.
like a black hen. And there's also,
Why?
that's a big cock.
Wow. It's also chicken and waffles
But
perfume.
who is trying to
See?
smell like
Who
this?
is selling this? Someone
Everybody on
trying to.
600-pound life, they love that,
There's a market.
Got the candles?
What? It's like a chicken and waffle. I feel like bath shower gel or something like
It's
that.
a market for anything. It's a market for anything. Trust and believe.
That would be an easy toothpaste too, like a chicken and waffle toothpaste
You know what I'm
when you
talking
can't
about? That
eat
I
it.
would
Like,
get.
that's
You
how
want
you
to
should
divest.
invest.
Courtney, don't say no more. Don't say no more. Keep that hush. Keep that hush. We're gonna start our own line of toothpaste.
Hell yeah. Chicken and
Look at
waffles.
y'all, y'all. We gonna market it to the fats.
They be
Meat and
brushing for the
grits.
full 2 minutes with that flavor toothpaste.
For the full two.
They're gonna get hungry, put it on crackers.
Yeah, they just in the morning they can't wait to brush their teeth. They can't wait.
Then we gonna have liquor too, like Don Julio. We gonna have Don Julio
Well, that's for the
toothpaste.
alcoholics. That's
If you're not drinking anymore, but it's a plan to get them off of the
we
shit.
gonna
Come on,
get a
man.
relish one. We could get to here. Would you test that out, like mustard relish hot dog
Relax,
combo?
relax. I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Y'all trying to
I
make
was
it
over here minding
relapse.
my business, dude. You ain't even have to spin the
Relapse.
block on me, my nigga. I was
Why
minding
y'all
my business
want the
on the
man to
bus stop.
Okay,
I want to check in with you. I'm trying to make money with you.
And if
With
you do this
you.
for us,
Hey,
Boothro.
you can't, no, because he gonna be eating the product. You can't be the supplier and the
Catch him with a bottle
customer.
of mustard.
We'll
Come
throw in some
back,
hot dog
y'all.
water on the side for you too. We throw in some
Listen,
hot dog
hot dog
water.
water mouthwash.
Come on now. Whoa.
Hot, yo, to here. And before every show, you just get a little hot dog water mouthwash and you like takes the edge off.
No, thank
Yeah.
you.
No,
That's so
thank you.
polite. You gotta smile when you say it too. Oh, thank
No,
you.
thank you.
Thank you. Courtney, we gonna talk. We gonna put our
We
business
don't
together.
make
That's
that catch,
absolutely.
man. That's gonna catch
That's
on.
amazing.
Niggas gonna start hitting niggas with the stale no thank you, and that's
No,
gonna be
thank
all thanks to
you.
you.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
If y'all hit somebody with a no thank you today, put that in the comments.
Put it in the comments. Shout out, man. Tag Mag and the no thank yous on here.
It's nice though. We're nice with it. Nice.
Nice, nasty, nigga.
Nice. What's the topic? Come on. You
Darth
see, you
Vader,
need a little
Mike
shot of hot dog
Tyson.
water mouthwash now.
Right.
Look at you.
That's all you need. Or the
Like, put her
Casamigos,
hot dog
whichever
water
one.
up, though, in little cups, and then take it. Who y'all going with, Mike Tyson voice or Darth Vader?
I'm gonna go Mike Tyson.
Darth
Me
Vader.
Too. Mike Tyson.
No, I'm going
I
Darth
can't do
Vader.
Mike Tyson. If I ain't got Mike Tyson's hands, I'm gonna have to do Darth Vader.
Well, your shirt says you got hands, so why you out here lying?
Oh, that's talk about to make food though. That's more like
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh damn. Darth Vader wins.
Darth Vader. Darth Vader for me. All right, we're gonna jump into this last topic. Right after this. Last topic of the day, we have, would you rather share a cell with a racist versus a serial killer?
Like, how racist are we talking?
Shut up,
and
baby.
What type of killing?
Yeah, I already did that already. I'll do that again.
Yeah. I mean, hard R with everything.
Yeah.
You did, Lulu?
Yeah, I went to Iraq with people from West Virginia.
And they were saying it to your face?
Oh yeah,
like they was calling you that, or they was talking about other people.
Yeah, and they would call my homeboy boy, and I was come here girl.
A lot of times, like the hard races, man, them motherfuckers
like with
they
the
say
with
the
dip,
shit.
They got the dip right
the
here,
dip.
Mm-hmm.
and they got us over here with all these fucking brown faces and niggers and queers and steers, all of that. Bro, them motherfuckers just say that shit. They don't care who around, who they in front of. They'll just say the shit.
They're like cowboys.
Wait, what did y'all do when y'all heard this?
Ain't nothing I can do. Those are my
you
superiors.
Nigga who got the same.
You're superior?
You.
Yes. This is my first sergeant.
Right. What? And you didn't report them?
To who? The other white man?
Damn, they have a boss.
Yeah, the other white man.
And above that boss.
He said
another
the
white man.
Another white man.
There's no HR for the army?
Girl, they moved me to a whole other unit in Iraq because I was causing trouble. Because I was like, y'all not going to be talking to us out here like this. Y'all not going to be treating us like that out here. And they was like, they put in my paperwork, she's causing too much of a trouble. Riot will start.
Riot?
I was, listen, I was wrecking shop. I was like, we not going to be doing this. We not going to be doing, y'all ain't going to try to kill us, putting us out on the front line. Y'all go out there. Why well, got to
so
go
you,
on five
You
missions.
Started a whole activist group in the army?
Yeah. And then they was like, she got to go.
An inner army activist group.
Yeah. Okay. I got on a little soapbox and everything. I had like a case of MREs and I stood on top of it. I was like, this is what we not going to do. Y'all ain't going to try to kill me out here.
Pack her up, send her out.
Yep, and they sent me to a whole other base, 2 hours away.
Was it better?
Here's the thing. Damn. If you over in Iraq or somewhere like that, and this is your disciplinary action, and you gonna go over there, you gonna hear this shit, and you gonna tell again? Shit. They ain't gonna send you nowhere else. You just gonna get found stinking.
And I'm the only female in my unit at that point, so I'm like, yeah, I'm fucked. I'm just shut
Was
up.
Was the other place better?
Gary.
Yes and no, but they had heard so many negative things about me. When I got there, they had already prepared for the worst.
Oh, yeah.
And then when I got there, they were like, hey, man, you actually a really good soldier. Why they was talking all that shit? I was like, I don't know, man. They just don't be listening to me. So they was like, oh,
why
man.
You didn't tell them?
They were a whole different unit. I didn't meet them until I got transferred there.
But you could have gained some like solidarity and understanding about, hey, like what they doing over there. Not just, you know, they wouldn't have done anything about it, but you would
They were just
friends.
Nicer whites. They were still
so, like Midwest whites. Midwest yeah. whites, not like deep Antebellum South whites.
They were still a part of what we like to call them, the good boys club.
Yeah, I was like, the good old boys. They still part of the team. Yeah.
So he was cool, but
he was still
just said nigga in private.
Yeah.
There you go.
In private
when
and only
he got,
in rap
When
homes.
He got to our motor pool and he got off his little four-wheeler and he be like, hey, boy, go get me a Gatorade from the fridge.
I didn't like that boy shit either. I remember when I first started, me and Dion were working at, we were PAs for one company. And I think I was working on Say Yes to the Dress at the time. And we had one location and one of the, I don't know if it was an 80 or something. talking to me and like two other guys. He's like, hey, you boys go get the table and stuff like that. And I was like, who we talking to? And I left right then and there. I ain't even ride back.
What? You didn't even collect your paycheck?
I was like, they way too comfortable using that shit out here. And truthfully, he might not have even meant it like that. He could have meant to like fellas, right? But boys, I was out. I'm gone.
Oh, see, I guess because I grew up in Kentucky, I'm used to hearing people say that, so I'd be like, and then I go and make my little list of the things you've said, documentation. Oh, because I'm about to burn you. I play the long game, baby.
Yeah. I remember I told my homie, I was like, yo, why you keep letting him call you a boy like that? He's like, what am I supposed to do, man? What you want me to do? You want me to fight him? We in Iraq. What they gonna do to us?
Yeah, them niggas wait till we go to sleep and shoot us and be like, we was cleaning our gun. Now we dead.
Or it's crazy because he had went on a mission and he was outside the line for like 2 days, right? And you don't say, you don't know what could happen in those 2 days. You go outside with somebody that don't really like you.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
So we gotta play it cool. We gotta be like, yeah. We wasn't allowed to play no rap music in the motor pool, but they were playing Creed, Nickelback, and all of that. But we weren't
That's
allowed to
so
play.
funny. That sound like the Super Bowl. You know, the Super Bowl had like the alternative halftime show.
So we weren't allowed to listen to
Exactly what
no.
that
I was only
was.
allowed to listen to music if I had my headphones on, and I wasn't even really allowed that. So I could only listen to music through my headphones, but they could listen to music in the whole motor pool, and
And I'm
it
sure
made
that drowned out the rap anyway because it was so loud. You know how white people gotta listen to rock like on level 10.
But I started to fuck with Creed for a little bit, but you know.
Oh yeah, Creed was
Been
good. Yeah,
almost
Creed
wide
was
open. Can
good.
you take me
Me
higher?
higher. I was sweeping my ass off to that.
Sweeping my ass
Yeah.
off. That's a funny visual.
With arms wide
With arms wide open.
Under so nice.
Get me to this place. I know you will be.
Was
Hey,
low
but
key like
here's
Shazam
real
and shit.
shit though. Here's real. I fuck with Creed, Nickelback, all that shit. I was on that. That alternative pop when that shit came out, I was in it. I was all in.
They had their moment for sure. Yeah.
When all
It's
the what was it? American Pie movies and all that shit. All that little pop rock shit. I was into it. I ain't gonna hold you.
I had no choice. So
Right.
yeah,
Where'd
so
Pat go? He had to go get his pizza rolls out
he had to
the
go
oven.
pee
I
pee.
still hear you.
Hey,
No,
did y'all ran on his tippy
intact.
toes? Did y'all see how he ran on his tippy toes?
Yeah,
You
he
put
had
a
to go pee
nightgown
pee.
on.
It's like, oh, my pizza roll's
Oh,
done.
I just walk on the balls of my feet.
That's like, do you have
Oh,
autism? Do you have
autism.
autism? That's like
The
one of the, I guess that's one of the
telltale signs
symptoms.
when you walk on
What
your
is
tippy
it?
toes.
Like one, like you know, everybody don't have the same symptoms, but that could be one of them. Yeah,
Does not
that's
mean
either that's
you need to get new
autism or
socks.
limb.
We
You
definitely
definitely get
got
compression
something,
socks,
Pat. Okay, stop
huh?
acting. Your room says you got something. You still got your Christmas tree up.
Like,
Okay, I don't know
yeah,
what you got, but you
it's
got it.
like you went to go get
Wait,
your
did you go get compression socks?
no, just regular socks.
Well, your feet got cold mid.
Nigga, my feet got cold. Is that
I mean, we're almost done, Pat. I mean, you
it was
blasted
like
this entire
we did a
time.
whole hour, and
You
at
did
the
a
end, your
whole
feet's like,
episode.
ooh, it's cold.
So my toesy roses is chilly as
Right, and
fuck.
then twinkle toed over to go get
You
them.
said, ooh.
I'm chilly.
Hey man, put on some
Like,
lip gloss.
what cartoon was that where they walked on the tip of those?
Like Tom and
Flintstone.
Jerry when the cat,
Flintstone.
you can't do nothing on this show, right? Sorry.
You call me forgetting socks. Y'all ain't shit.
And he got socks that are the same color as him, so you might as well not even have the socks on.
That's
Oh,
not the reason for socks.
he
You
got
got beige
beige.
socks?
They're brown.
Thinking
I
better
like
take some. You should have
how
taken
you have like
OnlyFans.
a
That's
semi.
OnlyFans.
You have like a collared shirt on today, which is like, I'm proud of you.
You know why? Because he
What did
didn't
you do
expect to
today?
get up. He didn't expect his feet to get cold.
You look like halfway respectable today. You see what
What?
happened when you start burning incense? Look at you. You
It
start
looks
wearing
like he
collared
makes the
shirts.
incense.
You've been living
Right.
a life.
Why did you put on a collared shirt? I've never seen you with a collared shirt.
I like collared shirts.
What?
I have. I make them.
What?
What? I read what?
You make I always wear a collar shirt. Yeah, I have like a
when
little
did
cloud
you
polo.
when did you wear a collar shirt? You
I
didn't
have
you
never
didn't wear no
seen
little polo
I have
like
never
this
seen a
before.
one piece collared shirt, okay? I have never seen
I have a
like
little cloud one. I've been selling it for years.
You gotta wear
like,
that
I don't
more.
set up is
Wear
that a
that
full
one. It's one thing
pocket?
to have it as your merch. It's another thing. I've never seen you wear a collared shirt. That's why I was like, I'm looking at you like, would you want a meeting or something?
No,
Business on
it's
the
just
top, booty
crazy.
on the bottom.
Is that a real pocket or a fake pocket,
It's
Pat?
fake. It's fake.
Baby steps, Courtney. Baby steps. Like, you
No,
ain't got to build up to the
no,
pocket.
Wait, so let me see the pocket.
no,
Let me see it. It's just a little slit hanging up.
no,
No, this is
no,
I'm proud
no.
of you, Pat.
It don't exist. It don't. It's so
We
fake.
need a full shirt production by next year. We don't
Look at you.
we
And then,
don't
Pat,
need
it's
the
like
fake
tight
pocket.
on your biceps. Like you got muscles a
That's why
little
I'm like, yo, you've
bit.
been working out, Pat. What's
Going
you know what I'm
on?
saying? You know what I'm
No,
saying?
he just
Yeah.
wore smaller shirts. So now it looks like he got a little something up there.
That's a
You
three
know,
T.
he's limited on fabric, clearly. He can't have a full pocket, so it's gotta be tight.
Ahead,
He's
Pat.
Go ahead, Pat. Pat's growing up.
It's Oshkosh B'gosh, guys. It's a three T polo.
Are the buttons real?
That's a
Are the
baby
buttons
company,
real?
right?
Does it
Are the
unbutton
buttons
or is
real?
this like it's stuck like
Like,
this?
are those faux buttons
No,
too?
Oshkosh
Faux
has
pocket,
pockets for
faux
toys,
buttons.
you know?
It doesn't unbutton. It doesn't do anything.
It doesn't unbutton.
No, it's just there.
That's a
Oh,
polo. That's
Pat.
not no. That's not a polo. That's
A
a polo.
folo?
That's a
He getting
polo.
there because he ain't never wore nothing like this. I'm proud of you, Pat.
Folo is
You
crazy.
look like you're growing up. Like you might be in your 30s
Yeah, next
finally.
time, put your socks on before the show, young man. He said, "Excuse me." This nigga was in the other room, like, I told you your feet was gonna get cold.
It in the sock. He had it in the sock. Saying like,
Look, he didn't even look at him, Lou. He just did this. He just.
I heard you
He heard
coming.
past. He heard past little pitter patter feet coming in there. He just told you it's gonna get cold.
He heard the tiptoes. He heard the tiptoes. The tiptoes and the shells. He was like, I knew it.
I shouldn't have got the damn socks.
No,
I didn't think
we're
it was
done.
a
You
big
had like 5 minutes. I don't know why you got
Yes.
up.
Pat dressed like an American girl and shit. And so make-believe ass shirt on.
I take my mic with me. I can do anything. I can go anywhere.
It was just the way you tiptoed off that
Right, like we couldn't see you. Like,
like, yeah, you did it like we didn't
we
see
see
like
you.
I just walked out. What do you mean?
You like
Nah,
scurried.
you
You
like you
scurried. Yeah, you scurried.
did not sneak.
Yes, you did. That's why we. Your hand
I
went like
just
this and
left.
everything.
Oh, you
That's
didn't
not
go
how you walk.
slow.
That is
You did
not how
not
you walk like
go
that.
down slow.
What did
This is
I
very,
do?
yeah. But
You
no,
had
I
your
just think
hand
you
your
pranced
way.
out. You pranced out.
You did
Get up, get
exactly
up like
that.
somebody knocked on your door. Get up like you going to answer your door right now.
No, like he's conscious of it now.
No,
That's a regular walk. That's a
no,
toe heel
just don't know what I
walk.
did. I don't remember what
No.
I did. I'm not reenacting
You scurried
No,
away.
yeah,
You
you, it
scurried
was
away
a.
all your tippy
Oh no, I
toes.
gotta get my pizza rolls. Like
He's
you
like,
scurried
ooh,
yeah.
away.
Yeah. That's what you did.
It looked like you almost said, ooh, like,
Yeah.
Yo,
Ooh,
my
look at
feet were
that.
cold as fuck. It's like 67 degrees in here.
Oh my gosh.
Why?
That's why I put it to.
And no,
That is so
Pat.
cold.
You
I
feel so
believe
good.
72, honey. Okay.
Ooh.
67 at
72.
night, 72 during the day.
Ooh, 67 at night. Ooh, honey.
I go to 65 at night.
69. 69 at night.
69. 69 is
72 in
Ew.
the day.
All right, well, let's put it to a vote, man, because we ain't talking about this shit at all, but it's time to go.
What was the question?
Racist or serial killer?
Oh, I already answered this. I'm gonna do the racist.
Okay.
Wait, does a
Racist.
serial killer like to kill people like me or no? I'm safe.
It's
What?
serial.
Well, you
Oh,
know,
you
because
know,
I might not be his type to
yeah, it could be
kill.
all men, could be
Exactly. Or
all
her type.
women. All you know is he's a serial killer. You ain't got a chance to check out his file yet.
He might get bored and want to expand his palate, you know?
Why are we putting Meg in a cell with a man?
Her. If she was
listen.
His jail is shoulder based.
Well, that shoulder check him then. We good.
Well, then you'd be in there with Ed Gein. He was kind of big in size.
He was very big.
And John Wayne Gacy.
I still got to watch that. I wasn't their type to kill, so I would be okay with that.
But they could have gotten there, and since they need that urge to kill, might be like, hey, I might try something different. Pivot.
You got to go with what's available.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would choose the serial killer because if you befriended or became friends with a serial killer and some shit break out, that's somebody you need on your side.
Or he'd turn on you.
Him and he'd be like, I ain't even got to work
I'll take my chances. Her. I'll take my chance.
You'd rather potentially get killed than just deal with a racist? Y'all are wild.
Well, here's the thing. If I'm in the cell with you, then I'm equally a gangster.
No, you could have just been in there for trafficking. Like, you
trafficking ticket. What?
A traffic ticket. You know. You
they won't. Don't put no traffic tickets in there with serial killers. I, too, only am if a murderer. If black, that is the case.
We in county. We didn't even get to lockup yet.
Is this prison?
where we at? I have questions.
Yeah, what level of jail?
Well, if you were if you went with a serial killer, you also a serial killer.
That's what I said. So I am a killer. I ain't no killer, but don't push me.
You don't put all the populations. Killers together.
Mixed populations. You drew a short stick.
What? Where do they do that at?
Rikers.
This fake prison, Rikers. Meg.
This is a wizard prison.
Let's get past the logistics.
Well,
maybe
killer.
You made some bad kimchi and killed about 15 people. And now they label you a serial killer.
Kimchi killer.
Kimchi killer.
Kimchi killer.
You put a seaweed cross on all of her victims' forehead when she leaves the scene. It's crazy. Oh,
and it says, "And it says, no, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, you annoyed 30 people to death.
Oh, now I'm about to annoy the serial killer too. I'm good. No. Give me the serial killer.
They right told there. The wrong person, no, thank you.
There you go.
Yeah. She told the wrong nigga, no, I don't want your mixtape.
Here's the thing. I feel like if you live with the serial killer, you always gonna have to be on edge. Like, you always gotta be on guard. Like, the racist.
I feel like it's the same for the.
You could tune them out. We deal with racist people all day.
You could be racist and not violent. It could be like a Karen.
Oh, I didn't think about that. I thought they were in there. I thought they were in there for racist stuff.
Yeah, being a Karen, maybe she, you know, said some, you put some. Spray painted some N-words on people's houses or something. I don't know. What do Karens get arrested for?
Nothing.
They get arrested.
Nothing.
Nothing.
They get arrested for nothing.
You could just be out there.
Okay, maybe I change to the racist person. Now that I have a different understanding, I'll pick a racist.
Yeah.
Racist.
Court.
Yeah.
Am I in jail for life or temporary?
Let's say a year and a half.
A year and a half?
Did that affect the answer?
It did, because if it's life, then I'm going with the serial killer, because I don't want to be in life or jail, so I want to shorten my time.
Oh.
Go ahead.
So you hope he kill you.
Go ahead and get me out of there. If I'm in there for L, go ahead and please.
So you going to annoy him to kill you?
She going to be sleeping like this?
Yeah, but come on now. Right.
They're going to kill me.
I'll tie my bed sheets together for him, see? Stranglable. Right. I'll go with the racist. If it's a short period of time, I'll go with the racist.
Racist short stint.
No.
I grew up in Oklahoma.
Racist unanimous on that one. We want to got special guests for stopping through. Courtney Haynes, young Lou Gonzalez, Patrick Cloud, man.
New Lou.
To hear more. Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.